From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Riley Beggin. An initiative to reinstate campaign contribution limits has cleared its final legal hurdle to appear on Missouri's November ballot. The proposal would limit contributions to candidates to $2,600 per election and cap donations to political parties at $25,000. The state Supreme Court declined to hear a challenge of the proposed constitutional amendment yesterday. Missouri's previous campaign contribution limits were repealed in 2008. Since then, some donors have routinely given five- and six-figure checks. The Supreme Court also upheld last week's appeals court decision, which said opponents must wait until after the election to raise claims that the measure violates free speech and association rights. Supporters of a proposal to allow medical marijuana in Missouri say thousands of signed petitions to get the measure on the ballot were wrongly tossed out. A lawyer for the group New Approach Missouri told a circuit judge yesterday that enough registered voters signed a petition to get the measure on the November ballot. Secretary of State Jason Kander's office says the proposal fell about 2,200 signatures short of what was needed. But New Approach Missouri's attorney Loretta Haggard says hundreds of signed petitions were thrown out because signatures didn't match voter records or voters were incorrectly counted as not registered. She says some of those signatures should count. Assistant Attorney General John Hirth, who represents Kander's office, disagreed. Even with those signatures, Hirth said New Approach is short 23 signatures. Missouri's contest for the U.S. Senate between Democrat Jason Kander and Republican Roy Blunt is getting more national attention and money. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis looks at some of the factors.
Washington is abuzz about Kander's new TV ad, which shows him assembling an assault weapon blindfolded.
I approve this message because I'd like to see Senator Blunt do this.
Aside from being creative, the ad also highlights the key roles of guns and the military in both campaigns. Outside groups are running attack ads that claim Blunt hasn't done enough for veterans, while the NRA is accusing Kander of being soft on gun rights. The power of such jabs may explain why Blunt's new ad opens with defense of his record.
Roy Blunt supports our veterans. That's why he recently received the VFW Lifetime Achievement Award.
Dave Robertson, head of the Political Science Department at the University of Missouri-St. Louis, says there are strategic reasons why candidates are focusing more on their military service and support for veterans.
The military experience meshes well with the fact that Americans, looking at polls, have lost a lot of faith in almost all our institutions, but their faith in the military has grown.
Just this month, outside groups and party organizations have poured more than $4 million into Missouri to help Kander or Blunt. More is expected soon. I'm Joe Manis.
The Kingdom of Callaway Historical Society is highlighting communities throughout Callaway County through a new tour series called Cruising Callaway. The first tour this upcoming weekend will be to the historic river town of Portland. The tour will feature stories of railroads, murder trials, and riverboats as guests explore important spots around the town. Diane Burr Ludwig, a board member for the Historical Society, says this new tour series can help revitalize smaller towns around Callaway County. The Columbia City Council voted last night to approve a $440.9 million budget for the 2017 fiscal year. The budget included some increases in residential and commercial utility fees and spending to hire four new police officers. The council also spent time discussing funding for Columbia Access Television, or CAT-TV. CAT-TV President Shelley Shively says this has become an annual battle for funding, which has been threatened to be cut entirely in recent years.
CAT-TV originally was put in the budget back in 2006. At $200,000, and it has undergone cuts to $100,000, $50,000, and now originally $25,000, but they've been increased back up to $35,000.
During the meeting, Ward 5 Council Member Laura Nauser said rather than making CAT-TV petition for funds each year, the council should come up with a sustainable plan of how to handle funding. I'm Riley Beggin, KBIA News, Columbia.